He said, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be no more, that we henceforth be no more children tossed, the children are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Everything come flying along. Every kind of song come out. Got this upbeat. You grabbing, you singing. Don't even go nearby and check it out with the word. Shot full of unbelief. You just saying, yeah.
Ooh, I'm so happy.
And next thing your happiness go, ooh. And you wonder where it come from. So you got to be aware of the devil's trick. You don't grab up everything just because they say it's hot. Number one hit. You better make sure it's a number one word hit. And for that thing shot full of unbelief. One of the things we are guilty of and we're bad to sing, it's a lot of them, but just point it out. We always say, get behind me, Satan. I don't want that rascal behind me. The reason why Jesus told him to get behind him then, because he had gone to the cross and defeated him. And since he went to the cross, you'll find he said, under my feet. And see, we just sing them because somebody wrote them. But you better make sure you're scripture. I'm trying to help you. And that's how you, this is how we get a house, a congregation. When any sick person come in here, we know how to get them healed. Hallelujah. Every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, the cunning. See, that's what Satan wants. The cunning, the craftiness, whereby he lie and wait to do what? To deceive. That's what he want to do, deceive. And this is why we have to teach the truth so you won't be deceived by the lies, the cunning, the craftiness, and taking up stuff and thinking just because it got a good beat to it, a good sound to it, and they put gospel on it. Some of those gospel sound worse than rock and roll. You take them and check them out with the word. Some of those rock and roll and song got more word in them. By speaking the truth in love. And this is exactly what I'm doing. Speaking the truth in love may grow up. See, when you speak the truth in love, it'll call the person to grow up into him in all things. Grow up into him in all things. Not some things. You grow up into him in all things. You know how to raise your children. You know how to take care of a wife. You know how to be a leader of your household. You know how to be a wife in that household. You know how to go get a job. You know how to go through life. You in all things. You know how to be faithful to this congregation. You won't be a hit and a miss every time, you know. And time one little something go wrong, you a miss. Can't say nothing to you. All got to, you so offended till you can't even walk right. You got to grow up because you're going to hear some words going to be tough on you sometime. And you're going to say, shut up, flesh. I'm going to do what's right. And that's the way you're going to close it. That's the only way I know how to do it. Now, let me tell you what the Lord said. If you're not born again, I want you to come and receive Jesus. Now, here's what I want to get to, and I'll get to it next week. I'm going to get that. Because, see, we have to learn how to respect the anointing. And, see, we get up and we start walking. Now, listen to me now. This is how we mess up. When we come to one of the most important time of the service. Now listen to me now. we'll come to one of the most important times of the service is when we're reaching out to get people born again. Do you not know? Do you not know? You can own everything. Everybody can pat you on your back. You can be recognized by the best of the best and don't receive Jesus and go to hell. The first and the foremost and the most important thing in a one's life when he's lost is to get born again. Because if that person never gets born again, nothing else accounts for it. Everything is against him. He headed to hell. You can only start building on your new birth experience when you receive Jesus. If you don't ever get to that point, people can pat you on your back. You can all have all kind of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. Own oil well, own all kind of companies, and they pat you on your back and talk about how good you are if you're not born again. When you, so what good is thing? Jesus did not say, I am one of the way. He said, I am the way. If you don't come to God through me, you'll never get out of what you're in. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So if you're not here, and this is why, listen, this is why at these moments, you need to make the adjustment that you don't be moving. Because I remember when I got born again, the very thing they did, they shouldn't have done it. I was trying to give them, I didn't know because they didn't make it plain. I went up there, I ran up and fell out on the floor. You know that? And when I hit the floor, the devil said, they don't know what you're doing. Just get on. Just act like you're normal. I didn't know any better. I obeyed that sucker. But the Spirit of God wouldn't leave me. They took me, got me up, and took me out of the church. Should have left me in the floor. And after I got to, I was staying with her parents. After I got to the house, I told her, I got to go see the preacher. He still didn't know how to explain it to me very well. He still didn't know how. But later on, I sealed it myself with the word. And see what I'm saying? You don't need to have, we don't need any distractions. This is the most reverent time of the service when somebody about to be born again. What if it was you? Just think about it for 1 second. You're right there at that verge and you miss it and go to hell. That means eternally you're lost. Right there at that point, the most important time. And then you said, no, I'm not going to do it. You walk out there and the car hits you. Or somebody shoots you down. Or something happens. And you wind up in hell. And because we were irreverent to their calling and the anointing, because we had to go do our thing. I hadn't heard the word from myself. And I couldn't sit myself down for just a few seconds. Few minutes, just a few minutes. Somebody wind up in hell because of that. Don't you know you're going to be held accountable for that? Just because I'm preaching, I'm not the only one held accountable. Because you're sitting in that seat, you're not relieved from your responsibility. All right, I think I got that clear enough. If I didn't, I'll come back next week. I'm going to be back on it again. We're going to be a congregation of people that respect the anointing. And we're going to get people saved, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and we're not ashamed of it. Amen.